This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Our focus for much of this hour is new music, what's coming out on CD over the next few weeks and months, how you learn about new music, and what you're looking forward to. We'll be joined by guests who talk about new releases on one of the more unusual music programs anywhere. It's called All Songs Considered, and it's hosted by Bob Boylan, whose day job is to direct a well-known NPR news program with a very similar moniker. All Songs Considered is an online show about the stuff between the news. The musical interludes between and after reports and commentaries are known around NPR as buttons. Strangely enough, they evolved into a program that showcases a lot of new music. We'll also hear from a couple of music critics about the releases they're excited about. If there's something you're anticipating, give us a phone call. Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Or email us, TOTN. At NPR.org. Later in the program, we'll go to Canada, where the biggest seal hunt in 50 years has revived a 25-year-old controversy, and your letters. But first, Bob Boylan joins us here in Studio 3A. And Bob, it's nice to have you on this side of the glass.
Thanks, Neil.
First of all, tell us how this evolution of this connective tissue of the these news programs evolved into a radio program or an online program.
Really, it's the listener mail. We put little music in between news stories, and back in the old days, people used to handwrite us letters, and they'd say, "What is that music?" And we'd handwrite a letter back to them, and we'd tell them what it is. And when email came along, I could start communicating with some of these people and saying, "You know, what's interesting about this music? What is it about this music that gets you?" And the basic answer is, "I haven't heard anything like this ever before. Where do you find this stuff?"
And where they find it, you'd be amazed to look at the director's office of any of the big programs here at NPR. It's a room stuffed with CDs. I mean, how many CDs do you think you have in your office, Bob?
On the wall, there's probably 5,000, and by my feet, there are the unlistened to piles that, you know, are the new stuff, that a few hundred.
And in your head, there's probably a few thousand more. You get this stuff well in advance now, because it's become recognized, I guess, within the music industry, or at least parts of the music industry, that this is an influential factor.
There are people who call in the business NPR music. That's music that sort of appeals to NPR listeners, and they know if NPR does a story on something, that it's going to be a big deal to a big group of people that are fairly unserved by ordinary radio.
Mm. Now, before we get to All Songs Considered, when you pick the music that goes between two segments of a piece on All Things Considered, or between two pieces on All Things Considered, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to capture a mood? Are you trying to make a reference to what we just heard? What's
yes.
going on?
And I mean, the first thing you want to do is you want to. Make a segue. That's why you're doing this music in the first place. You're trying to get from one place to another. We have various time posts we have to hit as a show, various places in the show where we need to come to an end, so the 600 and some odd stations that carry the radio program can tell you what their local news and weather is. So that's the mechanics of it. And yeah, I'm trying to often do something that's mood-oriented, that plays out of the story without overemphasizing, without over-dramatizing it, and move us towards the next story. So if you're going from something sad to something lighthearted, you want a piece of music that does that, that maybe starts off slow and builds to something and comes to some sort of ending. So you've made some nice transition that a host could do with their voice, but it makes it a little more graceful.
Mm-hmm. And typically, if you have a piece that's about, you know, hurricane hunters, you might play something like "On the Sunny Side of the Street" afterwards, or something like that.
"The Wind Cries Mary."
Something like that. Right. But where did this emphasis on new music come from?
Well, what I noticed was that people would write me and ask me what the music was, and I'd find out that what they weren't getting at home, so to speak, is the sort of thing that was adventurous music. And so I started, the only way to put this music out, since radio, a lot of radio, unless you happen to live in a wonderful city like San Francisco or Seattle or Philadelphia or New York or Boston, where there's some amazing, interesting music radio shows, for the most part, you can't hear this stuff. So we started an online music show. It's weekly now.
Mm-hmm.
And there you can hear music every week that's new. And it seems to satisfy the same sorts of people who would write in about those buttons, wonder what it is, and now they can come and hear not just the buttons, but music with vocals and music from all over the world that's new that falls at our feet.
So let's talk about some of the new music that is coming out. Enough about NPR history and how we construct our programs. Let's keep that curtain closed for the rest of the broadcast. But tell us about All Songs Considered and some of the things you're looking forward to.
Well, for this show, for example, we have a show that starts with the Hilliard Ensemble. They do these motets, and so that's a beautiful piece of music from the 14th century, not new but newly recorded. We have on a collection of CDs that we've put out, we're on our fourth one now, there's music from a band called Orchestra Baobab, and they are they're a band from Senegal. Now, this isn't hardly new music to the people who made it, but for many people it's new music because it's never reached our ears before.
Let's listen to a clip from Orchestra Baobab. This is the song Ultras Horus. Orchestra Baobab with the song Ultras Horus. And I have to ask you, when you put out the CDs of All Songs Considered, presumably pay rights to all of these people, right?
Right.
Okay, so you pay rights. we're not ripping anybody off.
No.
Our guest is Bob Boylan, who's the host of All Songs Considered and director of All Things Considered. And you just picked these out yourself?
I tried to pick them out of a list of and a pile of things that just sort of stick with me over time. With all the things that we get, many are forgettable, and these are the ones that aren't.
And if somebody wants to hear the show without necessarily buying a CD, they can listen to it online?
Anytime. It's on demand. So anytime that you want to go to your computer and listen to a music show, npr.org, All Songs Considered, every week, which is usually on Tuesday, we have a new show. And this week, you know, six new artists. It's kind of like being a curator in a way. I find the stuff and put it out there and try to select things with a wide variety because that genre thing really bothers me, you know, that you can let this is going to be a pop music show or we're going to make this a classical music show. On this show, for example, we have the current All Songs Considered. I said there's a 14th century motets. There's a band from that does Civil War music, a group called The Who.
I've heard of them.
Yes, and someone like Jerry Garcia, all over the map, and we try to do that and make them all fit together and give it a little context, too.
So what music are you looking forward to that's coming out soon? Where do you learn about new music? Our phone number, if you'd like to join the conversation, is 800-989-8255. Email us, TOTN@npr.org. Let's go to the phones, and Shane is with us from Tempe, Arizona.
Hey, how are you?
Very well, thanks.
Fantastic. I really enjoy your guys' show. And one of the things it taps into is I'm in my mid-30s. I actually worked in radio right out of high school for 5 years in commercial radio and got out of it because what the promise of new music radio never really happened. So here we are, 34, commercial radio is horrible, and how do we find new music? And it ends up being like through a variety of sources, through websites, circles of friends, and we email back and forth anytime we hear anything. I just heard of Orchestra Baobab, I think they're
That's
called,
right.
This morning, prior to your show, following a link off a Jolie Holland website to the Shortlist website where Tom Waits mentioned that was one of his new favorites.
Well, that's fantastic because the Jolie Holland is something we just recently did on All Songs Considered, and someone turned me on to them. How would you know Jolie Holland? Well, the Be Good Tanyas is a band that came into town, and there they were. I said to them, what are you listening to when you drive around and tour, or who have you seen that's interesting? They told me of her, and she's a knockout. Maybe we'll get to her later.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of us that can't find commercial websites or, you know, going streaming KCRW, streaming your show, and then just talking and talking and talking. You go out to the pub, it's all we talk about. What are you listening to, and who's listening to what, and what do you think of this? And so when by the time we make a CD purchase, it's already gone through four friends and four levels of people that get its approval. So we make sure that we're making good purchases when we finally do that purchase.
And KCRW, we should mention, is, of course, the NPR member station in Santa Monica, California, that does a pioneering eclectic music show.
Right. Morning Becomes Eclectic. Wonderful show.
Yeah. Shane, thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There's an email we have. I'm 45 years old. This is from Mike Douthat, who's in Anchorage, Alaska. I'm 45 years old. My 21-year-old son and I are both huge fans of Modest Mouse. Their latest release, Good News for People Who Love Bad News, is another excellent effort from the frontman Isaac Brock.
Great CD. We had Modest Mouse on two shows ago on All Songs Considered. And again, it's that word of mouth. It's I could lament a lot of what is I consider the death of good music radio on the air, but this word of mouth thing is really exciting and wonderful. When someone just tells you about a band, you can now go find it somewhere and get a sample of it. You should eventually go buy it and support the artist, but you can at least listen to it at a moment's notice.
Let's get another caller on the line. Mark is with us from Liberty, Missouri.
Yeah, I was curious about, I have heard a few times in the morning a button of Peaches and Regalia.
That's
Frank Zappa.
By Frank Zappa. Are you a Frank Zappa fan?
I've been a Frank Zappa fan. I haven't listened to his music in a long time. You know, I thought
It wasn't Frank doing the piece. It was another.
Oh, right. Yes, and there's an orchestral version of Frank Zappa songs. It's in our library, but not in my mental library.
What is the name of that CD or that album?
The one thing I can tell you, because I can't tell you the exact answer to that question, but I'll tell all of the people out there that if they hear something and it's on an NPR show, they can go to NPR.org, and that stuff is on the web every single day. We have 6 years' worth of those little buttons listed, and many of them encoded so you can hear them, and many of them so you can find out how to buy them. So, for example, for this morning, you go to Morning Edition, I assume you heard it on, and look at the list of news stories. And in between the list of news stories, you'll see a little music icon and a title. Look for that Peaches and Regalia, and there you will find the person who did the Frank Zappa song.
You do an excellent job with the music. I've heard everything from Blue Man Group to Vivaldi to Frank Zappa, and I thoroughly enjoy the buttons that you play.
And the directors of the news shows of each of them, so give them all credit, Morning Edition and all the other shows, they do a good job.
I will do that, and thank you again.
And Mark, I have to say that when you're talking about Frank Zappa, to paraphrase an earlier group that Bob mentioned, I think you're talking more about my generation than his. But
Mine also.
Thanks very much for the call. Let's see if we take some more questions and listen to some more music after we come back from a break. We're talking with Bob Boylan, and he is the host of All Songs Considered, which is an online and on CD program that's available here at our website, www.npr.org. You can find out all the details about that when we come back from a break. We're going to hear some more music of stuff that's coming out soon, and we're also going to be talking with a couple of music critics who are regular members of the show, or are they occasional visitors?
We have them on All Songs Considered. They're also contributors to All Things Considered, and they're great writers, and they know a lot about music.
Other people who get music in advance as well. So what are you looking forward to coming out over the next few weeks and months? Where do you hear about new music? Our phone number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. The email address, totn@npr.org. This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. We're speaking with Bob Boylan, host of NPR's online music show, All Songs Considered, about what new music he's hearing that's coming out this spring. What about you? Any new music that you'd like to share with the rest of us? Join us, 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. And our email address is totn@npr.org. Let's get another voice in the mix as well. Tom Moon joins us now, music critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He joins us from the studios of member station WHYY in Philadelphia. And though you're often heard also on Talk of the Nation, welcome on All Things Considered, welcome to Talk of the Nation, Tom Moon.
Oh, it's great to be here.
So as a music critic, do you see any trends out there, new trends?
Oh, boy. There's trends every day, which is one of the great things about this job, is the minute you think you have a fix on something, something else comes along. And there's the endless pursuit of whatever, next Nirvana, next Strokes, next Britney Spears. You know, almost any little subgenre you want to pick, there is a chase going on for that next status in it.
Go ahead, Bob.
One of the things I kept seeing, Tom, and maybe you have too, is singer-songwriters using doing very personal tunes mixed not just with their folk guitar, but with a lot of electronica. So you get this high-tech and very low-tech idea happening at the same time. And I've seen it over and over again, and it's really wonderful.
Totally. And, yeah, the people who are really doing it well, obviously folks like Wilco, the band from the Chicago area that has a new record coming, or this British singer-songwriter named Jem. You know, it's almost like the electronic stuff, the drum machines, the sort of loop-based production doesn't overwhelm anything. It just rides right alongside something that's otherwise very confessional and intimate.
And I think one of the reasons you see that is because people now have little laptops. They can sit at home and do what they might have done into a four-track tape machine years ago, or even a reel-to-reel machine, as simply as they could strumming three chords on a guitar. They can do it now with software on the computer. And so you get these very personal things that have the what you would think of as cold technology and sounds and blips and bloops, but they're very heartfelt songs.
Tom Moon, we've asked each of our critics to pick out a couple of things that they'd like to play for our audience. What have you got for us?
Well, one is actually sort of an artist who's going away from that vein. Her name's Bebel Gilberto. She's from Brazil. Her last record, called Tanto Tempo, was a hit in 2002, sort of a left-field hit, and it was Brazilian pop electronica. It was produced by this late producer named Suba, who died in a tragic fire. And it had this great sort of bossa nova quality and very earthy quality combined with the electronic elements. Now, on her new record, which comes in June, which is just called Bebel Gilberto, she comes back to sort of a more acoustic bossa nova sound and situation. She's the daughter of João Gilberto, the great
sure.
singer.
Yeah. Here's a clip of her song, All Around. Bebel Gilberto with All Around, and we're speaking with Bob Boylan of All Songs Considered and Philadelphia Inquirer music critic Tom Moon. And, of course, you mentioned it was almost João Gilberto and a little bit of April Stevens in there. I'm not sure anybody else remembers April Stevens, but that whispery quality to her voice.
Oh, yeah. And these vocals, a lot of this record is in English, or she'll sing a verse in English, then a verse in Portuguese. And that's very difficult to do. And I think she really pulls it off. It's a beautifully phrased record.
Let's get another listener on the line. And this is Randolph. And Randolph joins us from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yes. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Yeah. I would like to ask if you have heard of a band called the Blue Dogs from Charleston, South Carolina. They are a band that's been around for a while, and they're somebody I've admired because they've continued to plug at it and plug at it, you know, kind of the bar band that everybody who hears them can't understand why they haven't had a major recording label pick them up. And they've just put out an album last month called Halos and Goodbyes, which was produced by a guy named Don Gelman, I believe is how you pronounce his name, who had heard them before.
Mm-hmm. Blue Dog Democrats, I'm familiar with. The Blue Dogs, though.
Well, I'm
William
Wagner. One of those too, but probably more of a Yellow Dog. But he had heard these guys play in New York and offered to produce their next album. He's produced CDs by Bono and Hootie and the Blowfish and John Cougar Mellencamp, and what little press they've gotten nationally, like Billboard magazine, is giving nothing but positive reviews.
There are 35,000 CDs I think that come out every year, and then we put aside the ones that haven't been signed, like the band you're mentioning. But when people like you tell me about a great band, I know that's probably true for Tom, and that's the word of mouth that we look for. So yeah. I don't know the Blue Dogs.
Okay.
I'll look for them, though.
You can get there.
I'm sure they have a site.
You bet. It's www.bluedogs.com.
What a surprise.
And they sell through Amazon, too. But
okay, I'll look for them.
Their lineup is made as it's sort of an alt-country, is how they've been described.
Okay.
It's acoustic guitar, electric guitar, stand-up electric bass, mandolins, and drums.
That's great. Thanks, Randolph. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Tom Moon, what advice would you give to someone who's interested in music that is today's Top 40 or more to the point, yesterday's Top 40?
Well, the internet is the most amazing search tool for music that we have. I mean, I learn about stuff all the time that way, just, dropping into whatever, little message board areas where people talk about certain bands, and then you find out about other bands. Certainly, some of the retail outlets are now doing a real good job of letting you sample 30 seconds of whatever you're curious about online, and I think that's really, really good. As we said, commercial radio is sort of a dry spot. You can't to
so
say
nice.
The least. You can't turn on commercial radio and expect to have your world flipped around the way it once did. So I don't know. Beyond the internet, I don't know what to tell people.
We on All Songs, if I just can mention, because I just didn't know what to do with the people who would send me CDs with handwritten names of their band, and that would be it. I mean, they made it in their house. So we started a whole feature, and every week we put up, it's a feature called Open Mic, which is basically an open mic, and people send in their CDs, homemade or not, unsigned labels, unsigned artists, and we put them online every week. People can vote and give the artist feedback and stuff, and there's a ton of great music out there.
Let's get one more caller in, and this is Tom from River Falls, Wisconsin.
Hi.
Yeah,
here's a good source. I find movie soundtracks and movie scores provide a real good source.
Is this Andy Trudeau?
Unknown artists like...
No, go ahead. I'm just
kidding. Yeah, well, like Gladiator had Lisa Gerrard. I never heard of her until she did those haunting vocals. And then, like, Michael Mann always does a lot of new artists on his movies. And, like Moby, I didn't know about Moby till I saw the movie Heat, So that's a good source, movie scores.
I think that the artists needed a venue and to put their stuff out there because it wasn't getting played, and it's hand in hand because it works well in a movie to score, to have a great piece of music that is memorable, you walk out with and remember.
Thanks for the call, Tom.
Yeah.
And Tom Moon, before we let you go, one more pick from you.
Oh boy, it's sort of been a lean season for jazz composition, and one of the things you were talking about trends, one of the things you always want to find is someone who's stepping in and filling a void, and this jazz vibraphonist named Stefan Harris has a record that's coming out in a couple weeks with his group Blackout. The record's called Evolution, it's on Blue Note Records, and these days jazz is such a... is in such a state that you don't expect almost when you put on a jazz record to hear somebody who's really composing in a thoughtful way. And this guy, with a band that includes the Fender Rhodes genius Mark Carey, has really written some stuff.
And this is For Him, For Her. The music. music of Stefan Harris. Tom Moon, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Tom Moon, music critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He was with us from member station WHYY in Philadelphia. And another music expert joins us now. Meredith Oakes is contributing editor for Guitar World magazine. She's with us from our bureau in New York. Thanks very much for coming in.
Sure, my pleasure.
So what do you think about those picks you've heard so far?
Oh, well, Tom has impeccable taste in music, so, you know, he's my colleague, what can I say?
What are you listening to these days?
I have been listening to and noticing that a lot of children of famous musicians are releasing albums, and that's something that always happens, and it's often suspect. Like, you always kind of worry when the child of a famous person does anything creative. But in this case, there's a pretty decent bumper crop of them right now. There's Amy Helm from Olabel, which is a great gospel group. That's Levon Helm's daughter, the drummer of the band. Jen Chapin, Harry Chapin's daughter, put out a record that's pretty good. And, of course, Norah Jones, the obvious one, Ravi Shankar's daughter. But my favorite is Bobby Bear Jr., and he's the son of Bobby Bear, who was a Nashville legend, junior, right, in the 70s. He had pop hits, but he was also kind of a rebel. He made country concept albums. And, you know, Bobby Bear is really a child of country music. He grew up next to George Jones and Tammy Wynette and has tons of crazy stories about gunshots and fights. And, you know, people like Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson were in his living room when this kid was growing up. But at the same time, his musical mentor was Shel Silverstein, and he writes these really twisted, hysterical
songs. Boy
Named
Sue and that sort of thing, yeah.
Right. You know, in Playboy cartoons. I mean, you know, Shel was a pretty twisted, funny guy. And Bobby Bear Jr., so he kind of combines the, you know, the country element that he grew up with the rebel element, with, you know, this hysterical Shel Silverstein sense of humor.
And go ahead. I was just going to suggest we have a clip, and so this presumably this was written about this town in which he grew up. So let's listen to Bobby Bear Jr. sing Music City.
It was easy growing up for me in Nashville. Music City has always been good to me. There's room for you and your cowboy boots. We'll even get you a rhinestone suit. You don't even have to sing on key. Producers with computers can fix it all in Nashville, Tennessee. So come and visit me. We'll drink all night and write songs no one will say. In pickup bars, the country stars play Japanese guitars. Come and visit me in Nashville, Tennessee.
Right, Meredith, I love that little catch he gets in his throat. So sincere.
Yeah, obviously he's being ironic here. And in fact, when he plays this song, he claims that he was paid by the Nashville Board of Tourism to write it. So he's a pretty funny guy.
We're speaking with Meredith Oakes, a contributing editor for Guitar World, and NPR's Bob Boylan, the host of All Songs Considered. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get another caller on the line. This is James, who's with us from Indianapolis.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
In addendum to an earlier call, Peaches and Regalia, the Frank Zappa song, that what the caller may have heard was Fish doing it. They've had it in their repertoire for, you know, 15 years. And in fact, they almost played 200 motels in its entirety for a Halloween show.
Okay.
My question was about independent music and how it kind of gets disseminated. The magazine Wire and the online site Pitchfork seem to be particularly popular. I was wondering if the music critics think that it might be kind of dangerous that so many people get their independent music information from these soul magazines and online places, and maybe they could...
Need more outlets is what you're suggesting?
What's that?
They need more outlets is what you're suggesting.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. And if so, like, what are the other outlets?
Yeah, Bob?
First of all, I think Pitchfork... Media.com is a great site. The writers are wonderful. Places like All Music Guide, where if you don't know anything about an artist and you want a thumbnail of them, you can go to. I think I hardly would say it's a dangerous thing because all you have to do is type in the artist's name, and for goodness sake, you can find discussion groups about the band, probably about a particular song you were wondering about. It used to be that you turn on the radio, there'd be three stations that would play sort of a category of music that you liked, and that's all the information you got. I think I don't know how old you are, but this is a pretty darn good time to be alive and find out about artists. And these writers seem to care about what they do. They seem to be journalists. They actually interview some of the artists in order to get their information.
Meredith, time for one more from you. What are you suggesting?
Oh, I'm really excited about Jolie Holland. She's kind of on the Americana mixed with jazz and pop tip that Nora Jones does, but she's more extreme. Her Americana is very gothic. It's like this hill country weirdness where blues and country and folk art and poetry mix. And she's an incredible singer. She kind of sounds like Billie Holiday crossed with the Carter Family, and she writes these haunting, gorgeous lyrics. But I think it'll appeal to people who are looking for that Americana mixed with jazz, you know, that, you know, responsible for the Nora Jones phenomenon. You know, there's a certain age group where they don't want to listen to rock anymore, but, you know, they're not interested in their parents' music either. And they're not even particularly being marketed to, except for Nora Jones. So I think we're going to see a lot more of these kind of records coming out. I don't think Jolie Holland did it intentionally,
but she
definitely fits into that that trend.
There's incredible honesty in her music.
You Oh, yeah. She's a true artist.
Let's listen. This is Sasha.
Tonight, my heart is full of a sad song. My lonesome lover has taken off. I'm wandering around on a cloud, empty-hearted and down and out. It's been a week, I think, since it rolled in the town, and it's been years that I've heard these stories about this fella. He's so brave and so alive, turning this world around from the out to the inside.
That was, that's pretty, isn't it?
That's Jolie Holland. She is beautiful.
Meredith, I just wanted to read an email before we have to wind it up. Please don't forget the wealth of new artists found on college radio, writes Carl Van Beckham. I live in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and the commercial radio here is terrible, but the radio station at St. Cloud State University, KVSC, is like an oasis in a vast wasteland, and I'm sure he is not alone in that. But
Could I add one quick thing about finding out about new music? Go see live music. You never know. You wander into a club, and you never know what you find.
I thought you were going to see goCLiveMusic.com.
get off your computer and go out of your house and go see some live bands. That's the best way to find out.
Meredith Oakes, thanks so much.
Sure, thanks.
Meredith Oakes is contributing editor for Guitar World magazine. She was with us from our bureau in New York. Bob Boylan, here with us in Studio 3A, director of All Things Considered and host of NPR's online music show, All Songs Considered. Again, just go to the website, npr.org. You can find out all about it. Thanks very much, Bob.
Thank you.
When we come back from a break, your letters and the cull of seals in Canada resumes. I'm Neil Conan. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News.